Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently ready for takeoff and expected to be on air in 2 minutes. We ask that you switch on all data services and join us via Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, calls, and text messages. We also ask that you stay away from all other things that will distract you from this transmission.
We in the motherfucking house!
All day, nigga.
This DJ Khaled, your brother. We support each other, and that's how it's supposed to be, for your family. They say you in the studio cooking up. They don't want us to win, so we gonna win more, a lot more. It's your brother for life, it's DJ Khaled. We the best, another one.
God damn it.
Yo.
What up, people? Hello, lovely listeners.
Oh my.
They call me M.I.
This is your girl, Virgin Beauty.
Pay these.
My name is T.S.I.
My name is Syllabi.
E.L. baby.
Keep listening to D apostrophe L.A.L.I. on the E Factor Show.
Right.
You are listening to D apostrophe L.A.L.I.
My name is K and I'm listening to D apostrophe L.A.L.I.
D apostrophe L.A.L.I.
D apostrophe L.A.L.I.
I want to listen to D apostrophe L.A.L.I.
I'm just enjoying myself.
This is great!
Right now, 18 years ago yesterday, 19 men hijacked 4 commercial planes just to carry out a terrorist attack on the United States. And this was orchestrated by Osama bin Laden, the Al-Qaeda leader. And on that day, 18 years ago, there were 2,997 deaths and 25,000 non-fatal injuries. This happened approximately between or within the hours of 8 and 10 in the morning.
Fact finder.
No, you know, I mentioned this thing before we started the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people were clueless, which a lot of people are still clueless. I'm talking about 9/11.
Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, you are supposed to. 9/11. Yesterday was 9/11.
I don't remember learning history, actually.
All right, so that was some facts for you guys. Yesterday was 9/11, 11 September.
I didn't know anything about that, though, but thank you for the information.
You're welcome. Only on the
Fact Finder.
You understand?
History teacher.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for giving us the... Is it unsolicited information?
Wow.
But it's worth it anyways. Wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so that brings us to episode 7 of the E-Factor. That means that we have just three episodes
more to go, hands down.
And we're done with season 1.
Yeah, then we're going on a vacation.
And then we're
going
to be back with season 2. But then today we have a surprise for you guys. We have 2 new
segments. What's up?
Two new segments. Our first one is Fit Nurse. It's a play on words as in fitness.
The first one is what?
Fit Nurse.
What?
Fit Nurse.
Fit Nurse.
Which just says fitness. As in, it's just a play on words
brunch.
Of fitness. You understand?
Fit Nurse.
See, I'm such a creative genius.
Whatever.
So we're going to give you health tips. Jeremiah is going to talk about diet and eating times.
Yeah, Jerry.
And then we have another segment that's brand new. So we're going to just play snippets of new songs.
Yeah, coming from some musicians. Is it all over the world or from Ghana?
Just from Ghana, man.
We're doing everything 100% Ghanaian, authentic Ghanaian music.
Yeah.
What you say?
Yeah.
Charlie, we are kind of actually trying to market the Ghana music small too, so you know.
Yep. So if this is your first time listening to the E-Factor, you're welcome. And
Akwaba. You're not going to say my mama, that your language is
Mamo Akwaba.
Mima inye mime.
Inye mime.
Inye
mime.
Uh-huh, that one sound.
Mia wizo.
Wizo lo.
Mikeche.
I know Lafia Loco,
Lafia Law.
It's not Lafia Law.
Lafia Lila. Anyway,
Eros.
we're just trying to say welcome to the E-Factor.
Good morning to everybody. Hope you had a very great week.
You understand?
Am I lost or something?
You're not.
Okay, it's safe. We are safe, I'm sure.
Alright, so before we get the show cracking, let's listen to previously on the E-Factor.
Even if
the performances were whack, which I know a lot of them were, without looking at them.
Wow, aren't you too good?
What?
Why would you just say that anyway?
It's true. Do not complicate things.
Yeah,
I'm hitting
down.
Something.
You're being emotional right now.
I am.
Well, the person is catching feelings.
I have been. I'm not in that situation right now, first of all. I'm just saying that I've been in situations like that, right?
Okay.
Don't mess up the thing. Like, it hurts when you do that.
We all know what the truth is.
Because, first of all,
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man, D'LALI.
All right, that was previously on the E Factor. Let's move into our inspiration.
You can put your mind and do whatever you want to do. Just tell yourself that you're capable too. But don't do things that ain't even cool. And get rid of them no good friends that's enabling you. Making you feel like you won't be nothing. Your life crumbling, they talk mumbling. You gon' be something. You are glorious. We're no gangs but warriors. We well known notorious. They can't stop you or block you or mock you. They mad cause you bad and they not you. You fall down but get up and skip and hop through. Kick down doors for others to walk through. You have a purpose to make you say, did I do that? Urku. Now we call in reality virtue. This is who I am. This is me. Don't let them words hurt you.
When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man. D'LALI.
Yes, so in order for you not to really have much pressure on yourself, I am going to give you an inspiration to kickstart your weekend. And you know how we do it here. So with our inspiration today, it says, it's something from Winston Churchill, and it says, success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that count. So in other words, we are just trying to tell you that probably you are trying to do something that is not really matching up to what you desire. But then the key word is do not stop. Even if you succeed, you are not supposed to put an end to it there. You just have to keep on doing more to get a very good result at the end of the day. This has been our inspiration for today. And moving on, we are just going straight to our lexicon. Yeah, so lexicon, we are going to give you the 5 words. We give you the meanings. Are we going to give sentences though?
No, words, meanings, how to spell them, and we're gone. We actually have a lot to do today.
Oh,
so.
Not like you're trying to dodge or swerve some words and some things.
No. Anyway, we have a ton of things to do, so we have to just...
So what's our first word?
So our first word is feature, and that's spelled F-E-A-T-U-R-E, and that's a distinctive attribute or aspect of something.
Then our next word is fatigue. It's spelled F-A-T-I-G-U-E, and it means extreme tiredness resulting from mental or physical exertion or illness.
And then our next word is hysterical, and that's spelled H-Y-S-T-E-R-I-C-A-L, and that means affected by or deriving from wildly uncontrolled emotion.
Cater is the next word, and it's spelled C-A-T-E-R, meaning provide people with food and drink at a social event or other gathering.
Wow.
Our last word
is last, last, not like big pill or last, like last.
Pathfinder. And the word just located its way to you.
That's spelled L-U-S-T, and that means strong sexual desire.
Yeah, I feel our words for today, they're actually kind of easy. We actually use it more on a regular basis.
I didn't necessarily have to even look at it to know what it means.
Yeah, most of the time, like people say, your words, are you going to write some sort of exam or something? But I feel today is okay.
Oh, you people.
Yeah.
Sit there. We're coming with SAT words very soon. SAT. You all are going
with
to
what?
Write SAT. SAT. SAT words. Or TOEFL, actually.
I see. So on the next one we have, is it the song of the week?
Yeah, we have our song of the week. You understand, yay, by the man, DJ Infinity. Yay. We drop one song for you guys, and then you get to jam with it today. And
we're jamming actually here too.
And the rest, and the rest of
the song has not even come. What are you doing?
The week.
It's not like you're going to play some twerk it kind of song. What's this?
Twerk it. Okay. So let's get our song of the week. When we are back, we get Fit Nurse.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man, D'LALI.
Many dance on you. na me don't wo. Na eba no say no don't queen na mi nye deni. Edru boni na mi lumwana, ana se mi koshe konfu. Se obi don wa uwana, ya inya uki kano na minti yo. If you only power, Ababa, where any mean? No, no, yet it comes to no one. I say, oh, so be it. I say, it's you, she good, yeah. Then you cry.
Come on, boy,
I'm in tea, or that's it. Soon I'm meeting all that sick. I feel and I say, I keep him here. I feel I will go. No way,
one light, a light.
Be quiet, I see one light. Young friend, oh, quiet. Say, my phone, I got you, baby. I'm in power, and I say, if you need power, come on at me. Above away, any more. Hey, you know what? Yeah, because you're the one I say, oh, Sophie. I say, it's your new shit, good, yeah. Then you're the grass. Any more.
Song of the week actually was a different kind of song that we give you all the time though, but this one was from the Akobwes, the father and son kind of thing. So yeah, and it's Arechitre, the remix, they had their own rendition on it and it's actually a great one. What you say?
What?
I don't know how to say Arechitre, so you're just like,
oh, the song. Yeah, so
it's
Akobwes
actually a nice
song, Arechitre,
the kind of rendition that Kabna Tumami, then they continued
yeah,
with that
whole.
Yeah, so moving on, we are going to Fitness.
Yay, Fitness, man. So, yeah. So, you see, like I told you guys, see, the E-Factor, we have so many amazing things. So, we've introduced something new, Fitness, which is just fitness, like as in how to be fit and all of this thing. So, we're going to get health tips from Jason. He's actually a nutritionist and he's going to be talking about
We will not show you fakeness, so Charlie.
There you go.
We are not going to show anything you're not going to listen to.
Yeah, no fugazi, you understand? Everything on brand like that.
On brand, baby.
So, yeah, so we're going to go for that. He's going to talk about diet and eating times. So when we are back, we move right into our TEF
gossip update.
Good morning and welcome to Fitness Session with Jason on the E Factor. Today, I'll be talking on the time we should eat.
Actually, eating influences everything that we do in life. So we have to take eating very seriously and we have to eat right. And eating right too means eating at the right time. You don't just have to eat at any other time which you feel like eating or something. Eating at the wrong time has consequences on our health, so we have to be very serious on what we eat at which time. So I'll quickly ask this question: why do people eat at the wrong time? Looking at our settings in Ghana, people will eat based on the availability of food, and others too. That will actually affect the time they eat. So if there's no food around at a particular moment, they have to wait for a certain time before they get food to eat. That will actually affect the time they eat. Others too have a busy schedule, so the schedules or their work is such a way that they won't get time to eat at the time they are supposed to eat. So maybe you are late for work, or maybe the work you are doing is such a way that that particular time, which nutritionists or dietitians, doctors will advise you to eat, that particular time you are busy working, so and you have time to go and eat. Another thing is laziness. Yeah, let me say laziness. Laziness is something that also affects time people eat. People will be too lazy to cook or too lazy to go out and get food, especially healthy food. So they will be relaxed, just idling around, or like just not doing anything, just feeling lazy to go out or get up and prepare something for them. So you see that they end up eating at the wrong time. People will spend too much time on social media. Maybe there's a particular story going on, then you are following it or you are reading something so interesting on social media. So you have to finish what you are doing before you now think of food. And sometimes something can take your interest and you even forget that you are hungry, you see. So you end up eating at the wrong time. Someone can watch a movie and to some particular time, mid in the night, then the person I feel like I'm hungry and the person has to eat, so you end up eating at the wrong time. Other factors include appetite, other health reasons or other advices. So there are so many reasons why people eat at the wrong time, and this suggests a few. So why what will happen to you if you eat at the wrong time? See, your system is such a way that it is programmed to or perform some certain functions at some specific times. So if you are not feeding it with the right food at a particular time, then you will get to face the consequences which will definitely not be good for you. So for instance, someone will eat midnight, which the system is such a way that it's not designed to eat food at that time. So what happens, although maybe you not see the immediate effects, but with time then this effects will start showing up, which will be very unhealthy to you. You understand? So we have to eat right, and we have to eat at the right time. So eating at the wrong time can actually cause diabetes, hypertension, obesity, ulcers, constipation, sleep disorders, and let me just mention this few. Diabetes, for instance, what happens is, so if you eat at the wrong time and it happens that your body does not need that energy, what happens is this excess energy that's left is being circulated in your bloodstream, increasing the sugar levels of the blood.
So when this happens for a number of times continuously, it can result in you having diabetes.
Another thing is hypertension, for instance. What happens is this sugar circulating, or this extra energy that you have consumed that the body is not ready to use, will then be stored. It will be stored as fat. So this fat will then form around your circulating vessels, which will restrict the construction and realization of these vessels, sometimes even inside the vessels, blocking the flow of blood and increasing the pressure. Then you see that your pressure levels will be high. And the obesity, for instance, so the food is not being used, so it will store it. And it will store this as fat. And under your skin, your subcutaneous layers, you see that you're growing plumpy, you're going big. It's not like you're living a good life. Actually, you're living an unhealthy life, and that's the outcome, you see. So we have to take note of that. Especially those who want to reduce weight, you have to take your eating times very serious. Very serious. If you don't time your eating and you want to reduce your weight, you end up wasting your time. You won't achieve what you want to achieve. See, so eating at the wrong time too can also cause ulcer. So you are hungry, you are not eating. What happens is your stomach needs food. It needs to fill up. So. And then these digestive enzymes and other chemicals that will digest this food. So if your stomach is empty at a particular time and your stomach is ready to get food, or you are feeling hungry and your enzymes are ready to work and you are not feeding it with food, what happens? They end up feeding on the stomach wall, causing ulcers, especially HCL. This chemical is so strong that it can dissolve bones. Actually, the bones that we eat or we consume actually are dissolved by this HCL. So if HCL can dissolve bone, what happens to your stomach wall lining there, which is just flesh, you see? So we have to take our eating time serious, and this will help us a lot.
This has been Fitness Session with Jason. We'll continue the discussion in our next episode on the E-Factor, where we'll talk more on the appropriate time we should eat and what we stand to gain when we eat at the right time. Stay tuned and enjoy the show.
Hey, Sule.
Charlie, Abu, what's up?
Charlie. Where guys are?
Ah, Charlie, you know them boys. Charlie, those two boys. Those are all elite.
Then the rock show.
Swear.
All right, so you're still out here on the E-Factor. My name is Dia Apostrophe. I'm here with the beautiful Huguet, and the man DJ Infinity Papi Chulo is somewhere up to mischief. You know how he does.
He's not. He's actually taking videos, and that's it. Why are you trying to actually put stuff on the guy?
He is up to mischief, man.
Kapu is innocent. Kapu.
Is he though? It's Papi. Yeah. I don't even know what's Papi.
Why that? I wonder. Why do I be Papi Chulo?
Chulo.
Chulo.
God.
Chulo.
You need to stop taking okra. You understand?
I need to.
You need to stop taking okra.
Oh.
Snap out of it. Anyways, let's get into our TEF updates. First off, we're starting with some good news here. Ohima Mercy was 43.
Yeah.
During the week, that was 7th September.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Ohima Mercy. Yeah, she got a lot of wonderful gifts from Stacy.
She did.
Yeah, it was all over her Instagram page.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, Stacey, send me something too on my birthday, right? That's going to be next year.
When is your birthday?
6th March. You understand? And then moving on to our next story, man. Kofori's house got burned down.
Yeah, his house at Achimota, yeah? Yeah, it got burnt. The sources, the reason why their house actually got burned down is not that is closed yet.
Yeah, you understand.
But the only thing we know is that by the time that the fire team got there, the house was already ashes.
People were trying to salvage a few things, but yeah.
Where you spec your house and all your things, and all of a sudden everything just comes crushing down.
Well,
not our portion, anyways.
Amen. Also, in the news, another sad occurrence, Nicole Fia, right?
Yeah.
She was laid to rest too recently.
Yeah, the vlogger, YouTube.
She's actually a YouTube star, so yeah.
She dances. Was laid to rest. You don't know?
She gives birth.
She...
She gives birth, she's pregnant.
So she gives birth how?
But she gives birth. Doesn't she give birth?
She's a girl, obviously. She has to give birth.
I don't give birth.
Wow.
Anyway, so mainly because that was the last thing I saw about her, like before she.
Yeah, she was pregnant.
Exactly.
Then she passed. So rest in peace, Nicole.
Moving on to more depressing news. There was a private memorial in Malibu for Chadwick Boseman. So a few co-stars and his wife were in attendance. Very private. He was actually cremated.
Yeah.
His ashes
were just strewn. I think that was his request, so that's how come it was done that way.
Anyway, moving on to our next story. Kelvin Boy says, made an utterance. He actually made a claim that he's the best performer, live band performer, actually in Ghana. And well, that's a little bit far fetched.
I think we are getting to the point where we are going to banter.
I really do not like
why
this.
Did he say that? Maybe we didn't hear well. I'm sure we didn't hear well. I'm
or
not
maybe
sure
I'm
he
taking
say
it
that.
Out of context.
Maybe. I'm not sure he would say that.
Live band, I'm sorry, it's just three people in Ghana and that is it.
Three. Okay, who and who for you?
Efia, Samini, and Akwaboa.
So that is actually, three. What's wrong with your numbers?
I said three people.
You said two. I said three.
Three. God.
Papi, did you hear two or three?
Look, when you listen to this thing again.
Yes.
See? I'm sorry. Oh, you are done,
whatever.
Man.
Whatever.
Anyway, so moving on to our next story. There's been massive crowds in Teshi despite coronavirus. That's how irresponsible Ghanaians are.
Look, I think everybody now thinks the virus is no longer in existence.
It's a hoax,
yeah,
man.
Like we all feel they are just trying to tell us people don't even put on the nose mask anymore.
Yeah, that's actually bad.
Like when you go to the market, everything, the social distancing in cars, everything has just come to a halt.
People.
So I mean, everybody will just resume their normal duties.
But then if
for
you're
the
out
papping.
There, if you're out there, I just want you guys to be very careful because you don't know, like. It's something nobody knows. Like,
fit
I don't know
D.
if it's... Yeah, like this. This is Fit D.
Fit D.
The Fit D. Wow. Okay. moving on to our next story. I was saying, just stay care out there, yeah? You don't know anything about the virus actually.
Sanitize.
So. Yeah,
your
sanitize,
hands.
Wash your hands, wear your mask. Don't get too close to people. People are...
Even everybody
ultra
is trying to put their whole
crazy
protocol thing aside. Let's just keep up with the little that we can do about
and practice personal hygiene, yeah? And moving on to our next story, Omar Sterling's album is going to be out very soon. And there's another good news again. Mugees has an EP coming out somewhere in December.
Yeah, and definitely then, going to break it down here.
So there's triple news, actually. There's also an album coming from R2Bs. That will be later in the year. So that's three. So
from like the R2Bs camp.
R2Bs as a group. Then Payday has
Omar.
A rap project. And then
Omar
Sterling has a rap project. And then Mugees has, you know, his EP coming out soon. So watch out for those things. We're going to update you.
What's Kwame Eugene's name doing here?
On events, like, as they happen. Then Kwame Eugene is also in the news again. And he has made extra comments about Dope Nation's exit from, not the exit actually, but from their reaction to what he said earlier about what is
being shared. I thought he apologized already.
And that's what I'm saying. You see, Kwame Eugene needs to check his utterances, like really, really check. You know, the kind of things that you say, yeah, they can make or break your career, right? Or, you know.
Make or break whose career exactly?
Anybody's, like anybody as a whole. Because, you know, some celebrities have made, you know, I'm not here per se, but people have made you know, racist comments and all those things, and they've lost, you know, followership and all those things. Like, you need to be very careful with the kind of things that you say. If you said something, right, and a particular group takes it in a different way, you need to just, you know, be like, oh, I didn't know you take it like this. This is what I meant. But don't go ahead and say things like, okay, so this is what Kwame Eugene said, actually. I'm not quoting him, but this is a nutshell of, like, as a...
The whole thing.
Yeah. He said, if a comedian makes a joke and you don't laugh, that's up to you. So I don't know when he became a comedian per se.
Part-time joke.
And he went on to say that maybe, just, he didn't even say just maybe, he said maybe Dope Nation is, you know, riding on the whole thing because they want hype.
Your gestures alone means that he said maybe. Why would... No, like... Confusion. Nah, he actually... There was an interview when he won the Artist of the Year with Dope Nation with Abeku Santana. Then Abeku Santana talked about it. Then he said that he didn't know they were going to take it that kind of wrong way. So he apologized. And I felt right. Dope Nation also were like, okay, cool. So why then would he go and make another... statement about it. I mean,
that's Eugene for you, man. All right, so still talking about Eugene, he has released another song
with
his
Obapa Christie
Son of Africa album. I've listened to the song Wayeri, I think that's the title.
Rate it.
It's a good song. I'll give it an 8. The 2 is because it sounds like a typical Ghanaian gospel song. You know, as Kwame Eugene, I was expecting maybe a different vibe.
Yeah.
But as long as it's a very good song, I actually vibe with it like during the time I was sick. So that was what kept me. So thank you, Eugene, for, you know. I thought I was going to be like, goodbye, people. So God has...
You were looking so funny, like...
No, I was just down. Like, you know, I was actually scared. I was very scared, so...
Yeah. Papi, you were not here. He was saying goodbye to us all.
I had to say goodbye. I was like,
so this is the last time you're going to see me, Charlie. I was glad I met you before.
Thank you for being a friend. That's why...
My God, I was just weak.
You see,
the guy told
you. People, no, people.
Big
you see, this is what
happened. Scared.
People are, you know, actually happy that I was like my downfall. It's the source of people's entertainment. Like, what on earth is going on?
No, come on.
The world is so wrong,
yeah? I'm just taking a video of you. Like, that was just...
No, I was just trying to tell you, bro, like, if anything happens to me, like, yo, I gotta tap out, baby.
Like, you've been helpful.
No, I actually said thank you for being a friend.
You had to be here. Like, it was so funny. I was like, hey,
well,
man. I'll meet you in heaven. If we don't meet in heaven, I'll just say hi to you in hell.
Well, so that was just, by the way, we're still on our update. So Wayeri got me through my attack and all of those things, and I'm okay. So
stomach attack.
You guys shouldn't worry at all. I can't do it.
It's not even funny. You know, just stop laughing about this whole thing,
bro. I was dying. Look, like, I don't know why these guys are just making it funny.
Daddy, we couldn't laugh.
Like, it's really not
laugh?
Funny. Like,
no,
was,
Daddy, we couldn't
really
laugh.
Hurting, yeah.
Allow us to laugh now. You had to see this guy, Charlie.
Look,
share butter sound good.
I think it was just. I feel like I was just done. Like, I was like, yo, you know, like, bye, people. Like,
I was saying goodbye. The way that day to rap a cowboy.
Look at, you see, now they're attacking my dress. You see, but I don't have to dress. Like, I shouldn't dress because I didn't even know I was going to get sick.
Moment, sir. Hey.
In the last moment, sir, you have to put, you know, on brand. You
know? On brand dress.
Yeah, on brand dress.
Charlie. So we are dying on brand.
Anyway, so we're going to move on to our next story. That was actually, by the way, we're going to move on to our next story. Eno is in the news again. She is talking about optimism to end the male-dominated rap genre. And I was actually having this conversation with you.
Yeah.
And I was saying that... You can only say that if there are available female rappers. If there are none, then I really don't know what she's talking about. Unless she's going to start giving birth to rappers. Like.
No. Yeah. I get what you were saying.
Okay.
But what I'm also trying to say is, the fact that we have not seen the female rappers doesn't mean that they do not exist.
Wow.
They probably exist. How did we even know Eno? Like, from time back where she did her rendition on Tongue's cover, that was how come we got to, you know. So what if, because it's her kind of thing, she knows people that are also into that same thing but are not dominating, like they're not able to come out because the platform is not there.
She's going to help them
out. She's, more times they started my own record labels and things, and they start to sign people on.
Right, so let's see how that pans out. But this is what I'm saying. It doesn't matter if she actually finds rappers, right?
Okay.
It actually has no bearing. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with the dominated industry. If
probably dominating was
whack,
big a word, but what?
She should just I'm just trying to say something.
Okay.
That if you have a lot of people and they are not actually up to standard, it's just going to be like, I don't even know how to say it. I don't even know. Like Chinese products in the midst of original style. Let me just use the analogy. I'm not throwing shade at anybody or anything. I'm just trying to say that
I like your comparison.
Yeah.
Chinese products in the midst of originals.
Exactly.
Wow.
Like the Chinese products are always more. So if the rappers are not great people, then it's not really going to matter.
Anyways, but
you can't dominate if they are not good.
Yes, for that's what I'm saying, that probably dominating is a big of a word at this point in time. But probably they are going to feel that, okay, now they can also come out. Frida Rhymes is also trying. There will be more that will actually be coming in the picture to do something.
Okay. So anyway, congrats to Aino on, you know, that initiative. I wish you well, and I actually want to hear a lot from Aino.
Okay.
I actually want to hear more from Eno and, you know, all the female rappers out there. So if you're a female rapper out there, you know, let's see your stuff, yeah?
Yeah, like Huguette. I have the rap kind of side too.
Yeah, I know you do.
Wow, I'm impressed. So you know.
You don't, but, you know, just have
you just
to make
give me
you
a
happy.
High five here.
There you go. Now, moving on to our next story. Bulldog says a few things about Shatta's participation in the VGMA. So, your man, Bulldog, says...
He says he's Bulldog.
Whatever he says, he is. Everybody knows who I'm talking to. Shatta Wale's manager says, if Shatta, or in other words, Shatta Wale, if he tries to participate in the VGMA ever, he's going to... his farm.
He's going to start a farm.
So you know, I think a farm is actually good for Ghana, so maybe Shatta Wale should try.
Wow, so in other words, what actually are you trying to say?
Move to the VGMAs and let's see what's going on, man. In other words, look, I'm just trying to tell you the story, right?
No.
I'm trying to tell you this is what Bulldog says, right?
No, he just feels like the VGMAs disrespected his artist.
They actually
did. That's why
his artist has disrespected VGMA countless times.
No.
And
so
he hasn't, because he actually, look, when we are saying, if I'm interviewing you, right? Right?
Yeah. Well, if I don't respond, you can't move on.
I can't move on.
I was doing some kind of lecture here.
There you go.
Anyways.
Now, if I interview you, in the spur of the moment, you say something or things get heated up and you say something you're not supposed to say, I can understand that more than you sitting in your house and make a video and then have all the time to think about whether to post it or not, and you actually post it and insult the head of a prestigious, you know, body as Shatta House.
Okay.
He disrespected Mrs. I don't know if she's Mrs. or Miss Ayoade countless times before he pulled out a gun again.
No.
So this was just too much.
Yes, I get it. That part he didn't try.
So he wasn't disrespected. He has actually been showing too much leniency, and that is how come. So with the first one, he was able to get away with. That's why he thought, well, you can actually do anything. Exactly.
Now, Bulldog's issue actually is that how come we are having an awards program? There are security men at the gate, and people manage to enter the auditorium with guns.
Wait, who actually pulled the guns?
There were a lot of people that pulled the guns on stage.
Oh,
it wasn't only one person, so it means that where were the security personnel when they were trying to enter? What was the use of the search?
So
it was just
the
ticket thing they were checking.
So we are trying to say that we don't want to blame Shatta.
Yeah.
Why?
But
what
I'm
if
not,
it was his own
I'm
people
not,
who pulled guns too?
So then it means that what was the security point doing?
So then
at
he
entrance. Are we supposed to suffer at Shatawale's misdemeanor, really?
Uh-huh. So right now contradicting yourself.
No,
you
no,
are
I get it. So I'm now blaming VGMA. No, now I get the part. I get the part. No, see, I get the part where Shatawale didn't try, but I'm also blaming VGMA for being able to allow people enter the auditorium with guns. Be it Shatawale's people, Stone Boy's people, random people, they should have just did their job. No, they should have just done their job. What did I say, really? They should have just done their job by checking whether people have guns on them. See, if everything, like, if things go haywire, anybody can just pass out. Stop pulling your beard at me. That beard is not even nice at all.
Whoa,
clear up. I feel like my heart is in this whole Shatawale thing.
Oh, you see, anyway. Now you are. Uh-huh. Anytime I go like very passionate about something, I'm being emotional. Now look at you.
Anyways,
you Shatawale want to buy the BGMA?
Let it slide.
All right, so that's what Bulldog says on, regarding Shatta's participation in the VGMA. Now, moving on to our next story, Zinelle Zhu is in the news again. She's talking about. Actually in the news again. She's in the news
after
a long time.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Welcome back,
Zinelle. She just gave us her birthday photos and that was it.
I didn't even know it was her birthday, man. So she's talking about Ghana's movie industry. She's saying that people are, like, as in the people in the industry are in this sub groups, like click.
Yeah, you know, like how, that's it.
I am the only one in my click.
What?
Anyway, so
say that again.
So all the people in the movie industry are in cliques, so it's kind of disturbing the movement of you know things. But let me just see this. First of all, the movie industry wasn't really moving on like that at first. Even if they were not in cliques or whatever it is that they were doing, they haven't produced any really cool movies. Or it's just Nigeria that has been doing whatever it is.
So you know,
until Yvonne Nelson released those ones that she released.
Then Shirley also released the Perfect Picture 10 years after.
Shirley, baby.
Yeah. So movies actually in Ghana has gone to zero for me.
Yeah.
Like it's zero.
There's no new
drama,
content, nothing.
Probably Uncle Abel White was trying with the stage plays and things.
It was a different vibe.
Yeah, that one is solely different. But when it comes to movies, like, it wasn't working.
Yeah.
Now, so the reason why probably she was talking about the clicks is if you're not in the same click with Yvonne Nelson, she's not gonna tell you to come on her movie and come and show. You get it? Because you're not in her circle.
But then
she would call people in her circle to do it.
I feel like the best actors, right? Most of them are not on screens yet. And then those that were actually doing it do not necessarily act again. John Dumelo is going into politics. Imagine Michelle is somewhere doing something.
A minister.
Yeah, I heard that, but I didn't. Okay, I've actually seen him in action. He used to do that. In action.
What but action?
He used to minister in
action. Okay. The way you're seeing action, like miracles and things.
I should think so. Okay, fine. What's his name? Oh, he has this name. Oh boy.
Pascal?
No, his friend. He has a dark bald friend.
This guy. I know him. Sam.
We'll remember his name. Also, okay, but you have to remember his name.
Is it called Eddie?
No, he's not Eddie. He was in The Beast. He was Majid's friend in The Beast. Oh boy.
The guy has some round head.
Timothy Bentum. Yeah,
he's also a pastor.
Yeah, he's also, you know, a pastor. And
yeah,
I don't know whether there's a thing that says maybe when you start a ministry, you should. Or probably they had plans that, okay, when I'm 10 years in the game, I'll move to something else. I wouldn't act again, that kind of thing. But most of the very good actors, Van Vika doesn't even act here again. Like, he's done.
Van Vika was done with Ghana, like, ages past. Ancient times, he was done with us.
I don't really feel Frank Atters, but I feel like he was trying. But then, he's not even Ghanaian, but he's also gone.
He didn't. I didn't like him, so. I don't like to talk about people I don't like.
Anyway,
I look like
true.
I don't really feel.
But you know, all those people are just, we don't know. And now it's just because even if we're not in this production, all the male leads were Nigerians.
Prince, it's true.
So I think
Prince
now it's just left to Prince. David.
Prince David Osei, yeah. Then
that's just it.
Is it the Too Sweet Anantu has been doing Nigerian movies recently?
Yeah, Too Sweet. I don't really. Okay, fine.
Then James Gardner.
Oh yeah, but he too.
Gardner
really
is also
in a lot of.
Charlie is not
and
seeing
even,
them.
No.
Production is not coming.
No.
Why would Emilia Brobe give us Odo Famiko? Because there is no production. No, that's what she said. She said that.
Odo Electric in the building.
She was actually at an interview. Then she was told that, why did she branch into music? She just has to go back into movies. Then she was telling the presenter that, go back to where?
There's no lecturing. There no, there's no love in
the
lecturing.
There is nothing for me to go back to. The whole of last year, she shot just a movie down for Bonnie, and that was it. So where are you telling her to go to? She will do the music.
But I think I want to blame the fact that the industry is not really moving on content too. I feel like if they can't think outside the box, producers, writers, everybody, all of them, in fact the whole movie industry, they can't think outside the box. They are doing the basic same things always, and now I think the audience is just tired.
We know how it's going to end.
Exactly. So yeah, we are not really patronizing, you know, their stuff like that. So that's what is causing the industry to shake. It's not about any... Because James Gardner was in Kitty's movie. That movie... Sugar. Yeah, the concept was okay, but the acting was really poor. Like, even James... this guy too is doing very well. J.T. Annan.
Yeah.
He's actually he's my favorite actor. Yeah, he's
like the way
he's
cool. One corner, Charlie. Yeah, he bring it, he kills it. Yeah. No rush.
Yeah, so shouts to you, J.T. Ajit.
No, J.T.
I'm just
Ajit.
Ajit.
He's a Ghanaian.
J.T. Nen. Ajit.
He just bought the whole thing, actually.
J.T.A., baby. I'm giving him a nickname, you understand? All right, so moving on to our next story. So that's it on Zoo and the movie industry in Ghana. Moving on to our next episode. Did I say
episode? Episode.
Our next story.
Where are you in a hurry to?
Stoneboy has been given a Grammys nomination. No, not nomination. He has been given something. He has been recognized by the Grammys. Let me just say that. I don't want to blow anything out of proportion. The Grammys.
Yes. Yeah, so
the Grammys.
I think it's his citation that they've now brought it. He has now got it from the Grammys when he got nominated and all that. He has now actually got the award.
No, I'm not saying it's an award. I'm saying that a recognition that, Stoneboy was here.
It's actually one for him, though.
There you go.
One blow.
I think Stoneboy...
He says he's going to frame it.
I feel like Stoneboy is the biggest artist in Ghana.
Your thoughts?
He is.
Your thoughts?
No, he actually is.
Your thoughts?
Should I?
Are you trying to push it down my neck?
No, I'm just trying to tell you something.
Okay, we've heard.
This can't be an opinion, right?
Okay.
It's looking at facts, stats. First of all, how many Stoneboy songs have been released that were not hits?
Okay.
Every single one of them. Look at his recent album. Look at the features on that album. Look at how many times he has been recognized internationally. There's never been a time where we say, hey, where is Stoneboy? Nothing, zero. He's always been in the news, not because he's doing something crazy or anything, but because his music is speaking for him. Look,
okay.
I don't really ride with Stoneboy. Like I'm not like a BIM native, right?
Yeah, I'm BIM native and Kasao. Original. Yeah, the fact that I'm not moving with what you're saying right now doesn't mean I'm not a BIM native.
So here's the thing, right? I'm not a BIM native. I like sitting down and listening to like Stoneboy songs.
Let me get it right. You are not a BIM native, but you're a BIM native.
No, I support good music. That's it. So I don't really need to be a forceful, you know,
fan of this person
before,
to be able to recognize
that they are doing good stuff. I'm like 100% EL. Like this.
We know.
Exactly.
We know. We know, that's why we're just having an argument because VGMA shut down when year one artist of the year, blah blah blah.
So, How is that even a problem?
How is that even a problem?
Okay, so so that was it on Stoneboy's issue.
Yeah.
He's recognized by the Grammys. Now moving on to our next story, which you kind of seem to have a very broad whatever.
What story is that?
Your
people. Is it the UN Awards?
No, your bread. Yes, that one.
Challenge.
First of all, let's do the Ghana Brethren House. I don't know what
Big Brethren in Ghana. Oh my people, why did you do this to me? Like, we just offered our head on a silver platter for Nigerians to just slaughter anyhow. This one, your man slaughter. Like, have you really seen the Facebook Live of that thing before? Don't waste your data. Really? Anytime you come across it, skip.
Wait a second. Don't do it. Can you see me?
Hey.
No, can you see me? You can't look. You can't see me.
I can't see you, bro. Okay.
Do you know how
don't
many
ever
things?
Ever look at that.
Look, if a fire is happening here and doesn't concern you, I don't even look. Like, I'm really unconcerned about so many things. I didn't know it until you mentioned. I hadn't heard of it
They really have to take that thing down. they really have to. You see, watching Big Brother Niger and watching Big Brethren Ghana. Why Brethren? Is it a gospel rock show?
Welcome to Ghana.
No, like, we copy so bad. Big Brethren. Now, these people have sachet pure water with their student mattresses. Loitering, like you see.
Brethren, what go do me, go do you.
I don't know what to say. Zero.
Hey, where is Kwame? You come and say, it began now, we did.
Like, tell them. I realized it was going to happen on home-based TV. They should just
whoa, it's moving to national television.
Yes, wow. They should just stop it. It's not going to help us at all. I was just there. I just checked on Twitter, trending stuff in Ghana, and I see Big Brethren.
Yeah.
Like, what's this?
And that's Ghanaian.
And I go
YouTube.
And I'm like,
they'll actually give it
oh
their
God.
Time.
Help us. Help us. Yo, Charlie.
He's a help.
Nobody should go again.
He's
nobody
a help
should even
in need
go and
of
go nomination
whatever.
Forms and whatever and go and
are people,
do that audition.
So it's a thing.
Yeah, it's actually a thing. I learned.
Who are the, how do you call it?
We don't even know who even had that thought to even bring that thing for us to do.
Brethren,
Charlie,
baby.
Zero.
Big brethren.
If you've not seen it, go and check it out.
Me
work,
brother back.
Work production. Work production. Student mattress in the car. That's not what I took to school. I could have probably given them mine. It's still heavy anyways.
And that was some light flex, man. Now let's move on to Dr. UN Awards. I don't know much about that too. So, over to you.
So, this whole country that we are in, one man from somewhere just came and all of a sudden.
Have you heard this song?
What's up?
One man can change the world. Big
he
Sean.
Has done it.
He just did it.
Yeah, he has. And the funny thing is, like, the man is still walking around freely.
There you go.
Like, unbothered. 100% unbothered, and that's what beats me. How? See, I understand the thing. Like, if I see the guy's face again, I see his demeanor, I see his tweets, and I'm like, how did this guy get to convince Bella Mundi? How did he convince Sarkozy? How did he convince Nathaniel Atto? How did he even convince the Vice Chancellor for University of Ghana? How did this man get to these people to do this to us?
I think it tells you how do you call it? How like we are not vigilant. Like we just, and Manifest said it in his song.
In his rap, like, actually, we care
he
much
said
about
Ghanaians
diplomas
just
and
awards.
Awards,
like,
yeah.
All those things
and
don't do
true.
Shit. Like they actually don't do like shit.
So out of all the nominees, nobody could have just typed Kwame Fojo. Hey, Nim. Kwame Fojo Keke. Then see what this man is about. Because I think he's been on the BNI wanted list for some time.
Oh, he was.
Because he was actually printing sets and things for people that have actually not been to school at all.
Wow.
And this person is still, he has the guts to come to you and he would just gladly take an award from this man.
Ghana is a free country.
So now what are they doing with awards though? Is it still in their room or they've thrown it out? Or?
Probably,
I mean, they have to throw it away when they say it will remind them of
some
silly
drinks,
mistakes,
you know,
they
like
made in life.
Shake it. I'm a mixologist, you understand? I saw
bartender.
That one. I actually saw that one.
Charlie, the way Malamundi post
planet. And I think, wait, didn't it happen the same night VGMA did?
No, it wasn't the same night though.
Okay.
It wasn't the same night. So he said Sarkozy actually didn't attend VGMA to go for his shake. Yo, guys, it's okay. We beg.
Like, you guys need to wake up. Like, really, really need to like sit up with all the things that you guys are doing. Like, it's kind of disgusting.
This country is one interesting country.
No, it's
like
not.
Like every day, the kind of things
these things
hear,
are jokes. Like they are complete jokes.
This and one is
it's,
a joke.
It's like, of course, because you know, like somebody can actually look at you and be like you look like somebody I can mess with, and he did it, and he
comes to you actually.
So you have a whole team.
A whole team.
That
my
couldn't
point.
Do. Oh,
you
boy.
Have a PR. You have somebody in charge of your social media, somebody that checks into your awards and things like that. And what
look,
was that person doing?
You know what? If you are listening to this, please.
Belamundi, journalist.
Just ignore.
You couldn't even check.
People
what kind
are joking
award,
in Ghana.
What kind of award they were
like,
giving to you.
It's killing me.
Belamundi crashed.
God. What is going
on? Hey, my people.
You see, anytime I say Ghanaians. Now you see.
Nah, this land, yeah.
We're not
they've disappointed
with
myself.
Like, those who claim, oh, yo, I'm this, I'm that. When it comes to places where you have to just use like a fragment of your brain, like just little, not nothing in the same thinking used to just stand up, just used to think about, okay, so what is going on here? You can't do it. And now look at what is going on. First, it was Councillor Lutros all over
sad.
The place. Now look at someone, doctor, whatever.
Fojo. Fojo, you know, like, they call me Fojo.
And it's a thing, like, everybody, and you can't see how many people are just right. Like,
yeah, Charlie, he's now on Twitter.
They have made
you see
it
the buzz he's giving on Twitter.
And he actually has,
he has what? Followers, we are there.
Not even followers per se, like, people. Oh boy.
I drink Kessiebs. I was telling the boss in I'm one, and I'm two Pro Max. I have a friend that one Pro Max.
I don't even know what to call him.
They're certified. Like, what's your problem?
No, it's like, it's really bad.
You crowd will fraud you as you're standing here.
Oh god.
Another interesting thing happened though. Like, was it the accident on the motorway too?
Oh boy.
Yes, there was another.
I don't see. This whole like, morning.
See,
right?
I like my country.
This whole morning. Fugate like, has been disturbing with this. What is it with beer? I don't know what your problem
is. I like the way there was an accident on the motorway. I don't take alcohol, actually. I like the way there was an accident on the motorway. And the only thing people were concerned about was to get there, then booze. Some people are like, it's been a long time I took this, so this is my chance. I have to.
What
people were actually holding buckets, pouring. I think they needed the bottle, so they just have to do boobra. They pour and leave the bottle for them, and then they actually do that. You get it?
I don't.
But hey, guys, shall I fool you guys?
Anyway, so that's gonna be FYTEM updates. You guys has been able to get a lot of things out, like, you know, out, you know, from her beer to her.
Yeah.
Dr. UN and her brethren, like, these are stories that she was so
passionate about.
Enthused that it was
Charlie,
really crazy.
The way I chilled my week with these stories, like, if you watch my status, I was so happy this week.
Oh,
everything
okay.
was just, except for your death part, though. You made me sad on that day, but,
oh, you
but
were.
We're glad, we're glad you. Oh, yeah. So if you die, you obviously, what will I get to eat? So, malt and then jollof. The same jollof that you ate and you were going, so we wouldn't really enjoy that much, but anyway,
you know what? Anyway, so that's gonna be it for our TEF updates. Thank you so much for sticking with us. We're gonna move on to an amazing segment. We're gonna do the DJ Infinity Mini Mix. So let's dance a bit, let's flex a bit, and when we are back, we move into our album review by the man Camido. This is the E Factor. My name is D Apostrophe.
And my name is Hugh Getz. Why didn't you mention my
DJ,
name for me?
Well, I just wanted you to be passionate about your name. That we are passionate
Papito
about.
Is here.
Papi Yo, is Papi. Here. And then the man DJ Infinity is also doing his thing. So let's move into the DJ Infinity minute. Let me just get your dancing shoes.
Let's
we will be right back.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man, D apostrophe L A L I.
Life I go get better, so we not cry. Me say we not cry. Life give me that. No one for you don't need a Trinidad. MOJ say me where we a go tell life. We not no one won't play in a real life. We have to pack up pick a tool and fierce life. Fight the fight and gear life. Hey, Panther speed cross weight line. I know anybody can't stop with no lie. Them other man, them never know what we no feel like. Cause success are where they get Toyota prefer. A long, long time, long time. Some of them get Toyota dress up in the rocks. Them no shoes, barefoot, pants straight. So we not go bother. Every get Toyota, it's a star. Them want with them and them know. In a metal class and a deals me, I say, ah, never mind. Make up my mind, them want to watch. Every get Toyota, be richer than riches. So me say, give me that, give me that. We not sleep on hustle for the money. Give me that, give me that. We pray life and we pray for the money. Give me that, give me that. All of the money in a bank in a one day. Give me that, give me that. Life, give me that, life, happy, give me that.
Hustle I go on every day, pan street nasty. Text back a girl sound like semi-nasty. Life art, so we go
out
like
some Calvin.
Quick talk, we are
racing. OGP tactic again. Make the dance, I'll get active again. Rasta man throw me con. Me no call no foul. And me catch traffic again. Them want me dead and gone. Yeah, but them can't take me out of the race. Jam make me king forever. King forever. I hold them youth here and cry. Pick up Jamaica, pick up dancehall. Pick up all DJ Western call. Pick up Ghana, pick up my fans. Who am I? The African dancehall god. Till I beat them bad and them can't take me out. Young gold G, sexy girl, check me out. To the code, I'm a nurse, out. Hello, I hoop, I meet them when they're dead and gone. But them can't take me out of the race. Jah make me king forever.
Fire.
King forever. I who them youth, you want cross. Samini, who be the whole of them boss. Samini, who are the whole of them boss. Samini, I mean them a pray. Samini, think
whole G styling. When we talk the road, nobody no unk na beep.
I'm at a party I don't wanna be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie. I
fire,
wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say.
I'm a seed, yeah, yeah, yeah. They would never think.
go forget.
Fire!
No, no, I don't go forget, no way.
Fire,
yeah, I go
baby.
Pay you back one day. Quand je pense à toi, bébé, ça me touche chaud. Des caresses, des bisous, boy, you're too much. You just hit us in my brain, making me go insane. I want to change my name to yours, Mario, now today. Bad boy, you can follow. Nobody can compare. Bad boy, you too bad. Can you come into my space? That's what the time, oh. See this thing that you do for me, I don't go forget. See the way you they hold me down, I don't go forget. No, 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 I don't go forget. Yeah, I go pay you back one day.
Fire, baby.
I respect you, Gina. No need to tell you, Gina. Too much for me, oh Gina. Like the way you do, oh Gina. Oh, you my Gina. Want to take you out on a dinner. I want to call you one more tender. Make you love again. Take my hand and fly away with me. I'm surely gonna miss you where you live. I don't go. Take my hand and fly away with me. Oh, surely gonna miss you where you live. I am paid for the matter. I go to pay for the matter. I no go feel too cool for the matter. Sit back, relax for the ride, oh. You know I'm back than I better. Pass all of them with it so sure. Now only you for the matter. Now only you for the matter.
It's supposed to be my baby. It's supposed to give me baby one time.
Gina.
It's supposed to be my baby. It's supposed to give me baby one time. Gina, Gina.
It me. You be the boss, yeah, yeah. My girl, you too much for the man them. You make a boy, a boy, a for one of them. You be the boss, yeah, yeah. Baby, stop on my leg, yeah. Let me boom, let me boom, so I know I'm messing up the city, boom, boom, boom. I'm messing up the city, boom, boom, boom. Baby, come on my way.
Hey princess, I'm so into you. Cause you see past what my revenue is and love me for me. Clever you. Leave you, that is something I will never do. Other girls just wanna get rich quick. See them running things like Olympics. Married men chopping them like biscuits. They're fast food girls and fish sticks. But what we have is so realistic. There's no forming, girl, no film tricks. I know we're chop outside, no picnics. Cause you and I are above the statistics. It don't matter if I got ego. We got something we can build on, Lego. And even if your friends don't say so, what do they know? What do they know?
We in the motherfucking house!
going to move on to an amazing person's EP. That's Contingency Plan by the man Kamido. So let's run through the stats and then we're going to play the songs one after the other. We're going to break down the songs, like what they're actually saying. Contingency Plan was released on 3rd July 2020, and it has a 5-star rating on iTunes. It doesn't have any review or rating on Google Play, but then it's available there, so you should check it out. Now, most popular songs on iTunes, that's Maria. Second one is Hot Pursuit. 3 is Find Me. Now, moving on to stats on Audioma. It has 137,960 total plays. Then it has been favorited 113 times. It has been re-uploaded 42 times. Now, moving on to most popular songs on Audioma. Hot Pursuit, that has 40.3K plays. And when I say K, that's 1,000. So just know that. Then it has been favorited 162 times and then re-uploaded 27 times. Then it's been added to 171 playlist. And now second most popular song on Audioma. That's How Did You, and that's 22.5K plays. 74 favorites, 6 re-uploads, and been added to 103 playlists. Moving on to third most popular song on Audioma, that's TikTok. That's available, and that's 22.4K plays, 88 favorites, 12 re-uploads, and then been added to 133 playlists. Now moving on to Spotify. So all the songs on the EP made it to Kamido's popular songs on Spotify, and then the highest streamed on the album, that's on Spotify, is Maria with 39,699 streams. Now moving on to stats on YouTube. YouTube's most popular song is Hot Pursuit. That has 5.9K views. Then Maria, that has 5.8K views. Then its video has 219K views. And then TikTok available has 3.7K views. And those are our stats from the man Kamido, Contingency Plan. I must say this before I go on. Amazing album, man. Hands down, amazing. And it's doing well after, I think, 2 months. So that's great. So kudos to you, Kamido. Keep up the good work. We're going to be checking out what is actually inside the Contingency Plan. So I'm going to tell you what each of the songs says, and then we listen to snippets of the tracks. So first song on the album is Find Me. And basically, he's saying that he's been on the road hustling to have a better life. So he's sending a message to be found. And in there, he says he can't wait for everything to be over so that he can go back to how things used to be. So it could be in relation to probably family or a spouse or anything like that. And track number 2 says Hot Pursuit. And there he talks about being followed because he's blessed. And then he makes mention of the discovery of his difference at a tender age. And he prays to God every morning. And now track number 3 is How Did You. And then he questions in there, he questions the existence of his significant other and mentions the bond that they have. So he says things like, without words, he can't hear her. And, you know, other things, right? That's actually sweet. And then he goes on to say that, he actually goes on to compare his life before and after his spouse. So now let's listen to track number 1 to 3. When we are back, we do 4 to 6.
Track number 1.
Lately I've been thinking how far away I've been from home. From home. Chasing all this paper, and now disaster has my feet on hold. And off you go. Oh, looking around, I see fear, fear. People they shout, they fear, fear. I'm a dope for people, get over the card, but I troll. But you don't need.
Track number 2.
They follow me, follow me. Follow me, follow me. Because my was so good, it's a give me bless. They follow me, follow me. They follow me, oh, follow me, oh. Follow me, follow me. Because they don't say, I was so good, it's a give me bless. Follow me, follow me. Oh, eh. Oh, la, oh, yeah. Oh, jima, ma, jada, pa.
Track number 3.
Well, you not there yet, but I see you. You not there talk, but I hear you. Baby, you are leaping in my heart, regardless of where you're there. Put away your dangerous
dangerous, you are dangerous. Like I'm a cheater, baby, I'm serious. You are genius, and I'm curious to know how you did it, oh babe. How did you end up in my life? How did you make me love you so? How did you know that you're my type? How did you hold me down like this?
We in the motherfucking house!
Alright, so those were our tracks number 1, 2, 3. Now we're going to do 4, 2, 6. Yep. So track number 4 is TikTok. That's available. And that's basically the admiration of the way a girl he's talking about carries herself, you know. And by default, he's going to hold her down. Like, he's going to, you know, hold her down and be available anytime she wants him. And there are not going to be any betrayals, as well as... he's gonna be praying every evening to drive away bad luck, man. That's how much he loves the girl. So that's also, that's just about the TikTok song. Then track number 5 is Maria, and that's another song about the positive effects of a girl. There's a girl called Maria in his life. So he talks about longevity and the fact that she's kind of, you know, his motivation. Like, anything that he does, people say it's because of Maria. So that kind of thing, man. We all need that kind of positive influence in our lives, man. Now moving on to track number 6, that is Mido Blues, and that is another love song, and it talks about the value of his spouse's love and the effect it has on him. Alright, so we'll have to just listen to tracks number 4 to 6, and then when we are back, we'll have to say goodbye.
Track number 4.
TikTok. Oh, TikTok, I see your videos on TikTok. And I like how you carry yourself, no insult. Oh baby, you are a butter from home. Yeah, 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 yeah. By default, oh by default, I for like to hold you down. I for like to show you nicer things inside me.
Track number 5.
Yeah.
Been around the world, me I never seen a man like you. I told you, that's why me sing this song for you. Can I one shot? Give me one shot, come give me one shot. Give me one shot, come give me one shot. See, you want more of my comedy, cause it gets rid of your allergy. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Yeah.
Track number 6.
To love for you, I want to hold you in my arms, call you the mother of my children. Oh, I want to hold your, hold your love dear to me.
We in the motherfucking house.
All right, so we just listened to tracks number 4 to 6. I've got how many songs do I have in there? How did you, I like, find you, I like, TikTok. I like all of them, but I like these 3 more. So this has been it. Message to Kamido, I just want you to know that we support you so much. The E Factor is strongly straight behind you, so thank you for giving us this amazing EP. This was our album review. We're gonna be here same time next week, Saturday, and also soon we have to say goodbye. So we're gonna be back next week with another amazing album. We don't know yet, so let's just wait. Have an amazing weekend. Hugh Getz is gonna come in, and then we're gonna say goodbye to you guys. Don't you forget, this is the E Factor. My name is D Apostrophe. I'm here with the beautiful Hugh Getz, DJ Infinity, and Papi Chulo.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man, D apostrophe L-A-L-I.
All right, so that's been it for this episode, episode 7 of the E Factor. My name is D apostrophe. I'm here with the beautiful Hugh Getz, DJ Infinity, and Papi Chulo.
Everybody is just in here.
Everybody's not in here. Smoke had to take a breather. Not a breather, it's actually taking a trip.
A holiday.
To Kizai, Kumasi.
Kumerica, actually.
Whatever.
I don't know why I don't want to say that Kumerica
thing. Just pissing, because he's going to be back probably for our next episode. So it's been amazing with you guys out here. We hope you enjoy your weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm still healing from my... mishap, so I'm not really.
You do, but if you die, dear,
I'm not really jumping like that. So.
But anyways, so you'll be fine today. Anyways.
Yeah, thank you.
But you're better than the last time, so.
Oh, way, yeah, way better.
Man. It's been an amazing show, guys. We definitely have to go. We can't go all the time when we are signing out. This is the problem. But we still have to do it anyways.
This time I can actually go because I'm like,
what?
Tired. I can actually go because. I'm just not in my, you know.
The boy wants to leave, oh Charlie. It's been great having you guys on the show today. My name is Huguette and I was here with D Apostrophe, Papi Chilo, DJ Infinity, and we hope you also had a great show too.
Yeah, shout out to Jason for actually
fitness.
Yeah, for fitness, for coming on to the fitness. He's gonna be a regular, so watch out for so many episodes of the fitness. So yep, thank you very much. Have an amazing weekend. Have an amazing week. This is the E Factor. We love you.
Love you too.
What?
We love you too.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to touch down. Thank you for joining us on this exciting journey. Join our next transmission for an even better experience. Have a nice day.